D'après des données compilées en 2021 par l'Institut australien pour la santé et le bien-être, environ un Australien sur trois s'adonne d'une manière ou d'une autre à des jeux d'argent. Et 7,2% des adultes risquent même, eux, d'y être accros. Les conséquences de l'addiction au jeu peuvent prendre différentes formes, financières, légales ou encore affectives, car elle n'affecte pas seulement celui qui en souffre directement, mais également son entourage. Sauf que la nature même de cette pathologie la rend difficile à traiter. C'est ce qu'explique Sally Gainsbury, professeure de psychologie à l'université de Sydney.
Gambling can be easily hidden both online and offline. It's often called the hidden addiction because you don't see it in someone's eyes or smell it on their breath if they have a gambling problem. Online gambling brings that to the next level by obviously being able to be physically in the home while gambling or doing it on a mobile device. So it does appeal to different people, particularly if it's online wagering, it has a somewhat of a different audience to poker machines. The harms are still the same and the financial costs are still the same.
La pratique des jeux d'argent en Australie n'est pas plus répandue parmi ceux qui ont des origines étrangères, mais des travaux de recherche démontrent que les personnes issues de l'immigration sont plus vulnérables que les autres aux conséquences d'une addiction au jeu. D'après Nathalie Wright, qui est directrice du bureau du Paris responsable en Nouvelle-Galles du Sud, les origines culturelles peuvent influer sur le rapport qu'on a avec les jeux d'argent.
So quite often shame and stigma are really big barriers to help seeking in people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities. And often that collectivist sort of culture means that the problem that they may be experiencing with gambling is not only individual, it reflects on the families. And the other issue is around counselling in many communities are really foreign Western concepts. So there's often a notion that people want to keep things within the family.
Adam, dont le nom a été modifié pour protéger son identité, vit dans l'ouest de Sydney et il a des origines arabes. Depuis 2014, il est un parieur repenti.
In general, in terms of Middle Eastern culture, counseling and seeking help is frowned upon, regardless of addiction. I think for me, like in terms of my immediate family, they were extremely supportive of me getting help when I wanted to be helped. My extended family was, how do I say it? They looked at me as if I was as if something was wrong with me, not necessarily someone who needed help.
Pour Sally Gainsbury, il est indispensable dans le traitement de ces malades de faire plus que de seulement cibler les individus souffrant d'une addiction au jeu.
Obviously, one aspect is to work with the individual to manage their own understanding of gambling and use of gambling as a coping strategy, but also to look at the dynamics of their environment. Do they have support in terms of their recovery? Have they disclosed their gambling problem? Is their gambling problem impacting significant others? And how can we set them up for success by changing that environment?
Elle ajoute qu'une grande partie des gens ne se tournent pas vers des formes d'aide formelles.
There's a lot of variation in terms of how people get support for gambling. And many people will look for informal support. So whether that be a health practitioner or, you know, supports within the community, such as community leaders or religious leaders, or support within their family. This can be really helpful. If it is appropriately provided.
Par ailleurs, les proches et les amis de ceux souffrant d'une addiction au jeu sont également affectés. Et c'est pourquoi eux aussi doivent être aidés.
They are often experiencing financial harm associated with gambling. They might be experiencing stress to the relationship and they have to deal with the negative consequences. So these people need to have support for themselves in order to manage their own levels of stress or distress. They also need to support themselves regardless of whether the person is trying to change their gambling. It's also helpful for them to have support while they're trying to assist someone or support someone who is attempting to recover.
Dans le cas d'Adam, un membre de sa famille a également été aidé, une aide qui au final a bénéficié à tout le monde.
So after this particular family member seek help due to my gambling, they were better able to support my requirements for recovery, which sometimes can be very difficult to understand when you're not an addict. Well, I think the getting professional help provided them with the understanding that they're not responsible for what has happened. They're not at fault for what has happened. And they can navigate the individual that I am much easier.
Pour ce qui est d'Adam, c'est lorsqu'il s'est tourné vers les parieurs anonymes, Gamblers Anonymous, que les choses ont vraiment commencé à changer pour lui. Mais il n'oublie pas non plus que face à ce genre de difficultés, tout le monde est différent.
For some people, it might be as simple as getting into a routine of not going to the gambling venues and changing your life around becoming more a part of your community as opposed to continually gambling. I've seen people succeed with just going to counseling on a weekly basis or changing jobs or changing programs of life, exercising more. There's things that work for everyone.
Différents services dépendant des États australiens offrent des ressources et des conseils sur Internet, par téléphone ou encore en personne. Par exemple, en Nouvelle-Galles du Sud, un numéro vert est précisément destiné aux personnes issues de la diversité. Pour Nathalie Wright, le premier numéro à appeler est la ligne Gamble Aware au 1-800-858-858. Vous pourrez alors choisir d'avoir recours à un interprète et même d'être mise en relation avec un conseiller parlant votre langue.
So we actually provide counselling in upwards of 50 languages, so that is available for anyone in New South Wales. Family plays a really big part in supporting the person that is struggling with gambling, and our services also support their loved ones. You know, the importance of family, particularly in culturally and linguistically diverse communities, can't be understated.
Ces conseillers peuvent répondre aux problèmes financiers et émotionnels affectant les proches d'un accro au jeu.
Those that we support, about a third of our clients through Gamble Aware are actually friends and family of the gambler, and we know that it's really effective for not only supporting them but their loved one in their recovery. And the other thing to mention is that it's therapeutic counselling, but there is also financial counselling available. If there are some debt piling up due to your loved one's gambling, or, you know, there's the financial issues.
L'essentiel pour les proches d'une personne affectée par une addiction au jeu, c'est de se rendre compte qu'ils ne sont pas seuls, d'après le professeur Gainsbury, et que le fait qu'ils reçoivent eux-mêmes une forme de soutien est essentiel.
It's important for people to realize that there is a lot of support available for them. They're not by themselves. This is not a unique problem they have to face for the first time. To be mindful of, you know, the adage of getting your own oxygen mask on first, to try and be supportive of someone with a gambling problem, but to encourage them to seek professional help. This is something that people have years of training to be able to do. It's not expected that as a friend or a family member, you're going to be able to provide that same level of support to help someone.